To the editor. I would like to take this time to bring up an important issue about symbolism on our highways and public land. I write this letter not for myself but for others. To the people that reside in this physical space, under the organized body of municipalities, provinces, and country. I write to you to bring awareness over the crown symbolism that no longer holds relevance to what Canada has come to stand for. Over the past decade, we have seen a tremendous recognition of human rights and wrongdoings to the Aboriginal peoples of this country. It is my opinion to better honor and recognize the roots of this country. I think it would be fair to change the highway and license plates in Ontario to something other than a symbol of royalty. In a way, our highway system and license plates are symbols of the love and funding it took for Canada to be a thriving country. Yet, at the same time, it masquerades the people who understood this land before any eager explorer set foot on her ever so rich yielding grounds. Canadians have prospered off of this land for generations. I think it would only be fair if we changed the crown symbol of our highways to something of all the band's collective members choosing. A symbol of peace, compromise, and love. Because that's what had to happen for those highways to be built. Not some rich monarchy living on a cold rainy island writing checks, while collecting resources. Perhaps this could be the first step to honoring those who might feel that their voices aren't heard, nor that their sacrifices are appreciated. Many Canadians have made and continue to make sacrifices to make this country so great. Why not recognize and respect our origin story, with every car and highway that occupies its lands? We aren't a monarchy, nor should our democracy be referred to as one. Thank you for your time. This may be a sensitive issue to some, however, this is written in my humble, yet personal opinion. Respectfully, Logan Solitar, North Bay.